Prominent leptomeningeal contrast enhancement in the brain is seen in some pediatric patients during sedation for imaging, but they do not exhibit meningeal disease. This pattern of pseudo-leptomeningeal contrast enhancement is relatively common on post-contrast spin echo T1-weighted MRI of pediatric patients sedated by sevoflurane. Our study determined whether sevoflurane inhalation in pediatric patients led to pseudo-leptomeningeal contrast enhancement on 3 Tesla MRI. There was substantial agreement in detection of pseudo-leptomeningeal contrast enhancement between 2 experienced radiologists. Our results show that this pattern may occur in younger and smaller pediatric patients due to their fragile and immature vasculature. Additionally, we found statistically significant inverse and moderate correlations between patient weight and age with pseudo-leptomeningeal contrast enhancement grade, but no correlation with duration of sedation. Knowing pertinent clinical history is therefore essential prerequisite to avoid radiological overcalling and additional investigations.